church cannot substitute your responsibility as light and salt to people out there. Don't let that happen. And don't have the fear that, hey, if you help people out there,
exclusive,
and then do your normal beat in the church, God will not bless you. That's the idea some people are giving, that you must bring millions in the church before God will make you what? A millionaire and stuff like that. You must sow in a particular ministry or in the life of a particular man, even when he doesn't even need it. Unless you are telling the priest or the man of God, okay, or he has an outreach to the poor, and you don't know it. Okay, Father, this is my contribution. Please, can you use it and help the needy or the poor? At the risk of sounding like spoiling church business, I don't care. As long as you understand Jesus' words, whatsoever you do to the least of my brother. I don't want you to go to hell after all this. The properties of salt, in summary, number one is purity. Everybody say purity. It's regarded as one of the purest things, because if you see the color, it's usually white. So in the ancient times, sacrifices that are offered to gods, they were dipped in salt, because salt represents purity. So if Jesus say you are the salt of the earth, what is Jesus saying? You are what? Or you must be. Matthew chapter 5, blessed are the pure, for they shall. We must pursue purity. In other words, we cannot be putrefying elements or forces. Rather, we should be purifying. We shouldn't be among those who make things to become pure or people to become impure. There are a lot of them in our world today. So if you are a Catholic young girl, we don't expect you to make people's hearts become impure, either by your appearance or by your dressing. Some people make others impure by their words. So we must spread the gospel of purity. Number two is preservation. Everybody say preservation. Share the use sort for preservation, Abby. Uh-huh. We are to preserve the innocence, the godliness in people, preserve the values of the kingdom. 1 Corinthians 15, it says, bad company corrupts good moral. So a Christian as a preservative cannot be the agent of corruption. Have you noticed that in the midst of certain friends, it's easier for you to swear and curse and use negative words? But in the midst of some other friends, you can't even dare. There are people whose presence gives you that impetus and that leverage or liberty to do all manner of bad things. But there are some that if it's around, everybody say, yeah. Okay, maybe people are discussing on how to go and drink and, have some and did this thing. And then you will now look up and say, hey, Emeka, no, whatever. We can't talk about this when he's here. That's how a Christian should be. That your presence makes sin difficult for others. And finally, the last property of salt, which I've been talking about, is flavor. Everybody say flavor. Salt brings flavor. While I'm not for entertainment and excitement, but your work as a Christian is to flavor people's life. Bring flavor, different divine flavor. Where there is sadness, when you come, there should be what? Happiness. And how many of us here read Arrow of God? What's the name of that woman? Is the concubine, is he Elechi Amadi? But the name of the woman is Ihuoma. Remember the way she was described. When two women are quarreling now and Ihuoma appears, the quarrel don't end. Because she must pull one out and give you a reason why this quarrel. She can even tell you, hey, Nebiana, see, I've been waiting for you. I don't know how to cook a goosey soup. I beg. The one I put is already burning and my husband will kill me. She will pull you. All she was doing is to make sure that the quarrel does not degenerate. That means in the presence of Ihuoma, quarrel can never escalate to fight. It will die. That's how some people should. That's what God is asking us to do. But there are some people, hey! Even when people are quarreling in their hearts, they have not spoken. Once that guy appears, say, Uchenna, you're a coward. Say that thing in your heart. Say it. And then a little quarrel. Have you noticed that? See, sometimes when your group of friends are yabbing you, it is not the yab that is making you, it's the laughter of the other people around. So there are some people that escalate things like that. Their presence ignites quarrel, ignites all manner of ill things. You shouldn't be like that. The Bible says try to live at peace with everybody. If you hear a rumor, and you know that if this rumor gets to the ear of this person, The tendency of it doing this and doing this is going to cause stress in all this. Let that rumor do what? Die with flavor. So where there is sadness, you bring the flavor of joy. Where there is anxiety, you bring the flavor of calmness. Where there is fear, you bring the flavor of courage and faith. That's why you're a salt.
Sign up with the largest community of Catholics online. Meet new friends, chat, post pictures and videos, make and receive audios and video calls, interact with lots of priests and religions. Download the app from Google Play Store.